The News in Full is read now by Brian Jennings.
Extra resources will be needed to cover the full cost of the government's €100 water conservation grant. New documents released to RTE under the Freedom of Information Act show that the government will have to pay for a range of additional costs and extra staff on top of the €100 payout to those who register with Irish Water. Conor McMorrow of our political staff.
From September, the government will start to pay the €100 water conservation grant to approximately 1.3 million households. A letter from the Department of Social Protection outlines that it needs extra resources, which includes the cost of extra staff, to oversee and manage the payment of the new grant. As well as extra staff, the additional costs relate to consultancy, legal and procurement costs. The letter was written by Niamh O'Donoghue, Secretary General at Taoiseach Joan Burton's department, to her counterpart Robert Watt at the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform in November. In the letter, she warned that the payment of the grant imposes an additional burden on her department that cannot be accommodated from within existing resources. Postal costs for writing to every household and the cost of advertisements to inform people how to apply for the grant will also have to be borne by the Taoiseach's department. The Minister for the Environment, Alan Kelly, told the Dáil yesterday that an allocation of €130 million has been provided for the grant in his department's estimates for 2015.
Japan says it is analysing a purported new voice recording of the Japanese journalist Kenji Goto, who is being held hostage by the militant group Islamic State. A spokesman for the Japanese government said it was highly probable that the voice on the recording is that of Mr. Goto. The person says a Jordanian pilot, also being held by the group, will be killed unless an Iraqi woman, convicted in Jordan of involvement in a suicide bombing, is freed later today. Yesterday, Jordan offered to free the Iraqi prisoner in exchange for the pilot, but it made no mention of the Japanese hostage. It's not clear how far the negotiations have progressed. The BBC correspondent in the Jordanian capital Amman, Yolande Nell, said King Abdullah's government was coming under growing public pressure to obtain the pilot's release.
It really is the priority for their own pilot, and that was the message that came through in a very short statement from the Jordanian army spokesman, saying that they were also involved in checking the authenticity of this audio message, but they wanted Lieutenant Muath al-Kasasba to be released. And this is really chiming in with public opinion. Initially, when this man was captured, there was talk of a prisoner exchange, perhaps involving this Iraqi woman prisoner, Sajida al-Rashawi, and there is a lot of frustration on the part of the pilot's family and in Jordanian society as a whole, that Islamic State seems to have shifted now in its demands.
European Union foreign ministers are expected to extend sanctions against Russia when they meet an emergency session in Brussels this afternoon. The EU has accused Russia of being behind a recent upsurge in violence in Ukraine. The Kremlin has denied actively supporting pro-Russian separatists in their campaign. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
The European Union has in recent weeks been exploring ways to engage with Russia despite continuing deadlock over Ukraine. But the sharp escalation in the fighting in the east of Ukraine and the shelling of civilian areas of the government-held city of Mariupol has led to an entrenchment of Europe's attitude to Moscow. Sanctions against individuals accused of being part of the Russian takeover of Crimea and the later destabilization of eastern Ukraine have been imposed periodically since last year. Today, ministers are expected to take steps to restrict Moscow's access to capital markets, making it harder for Russian companies to refinance themselves. The moves come amid signs that the new far-left government in Greece plans to dissent from the EU's condemnation of Russia's alleged support of the rebels. One of Athens' first acts was to reject a statement issued on Monday on behalf of EU leaders, condemning the killing of 30 civilians in Mariupol. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
The PSNI have launched a murder inquiry following the death of a man in Belfast this morning. The body of a man was discovered in the area of Botanic Avenue, close to the city centre, shortly after 5 o'clock. One man has been arrested and is currently in custody. The government will publish its latest version of the Action Plan for Jobs this morning. It sets out measures which will be put in place to deliver its recently announced target of full employment by 2018. Our economics correspondent, Sean Whelan.
The Department of Jobs, Enterprise and Innovation says almost 1,000 individual measures to help job creation have been introduced under the Action Plan for Jobs programme, measures which it says have helped in the creation of some 80,000 new jobs. Today, the fourth version of the plan launches, with an emphasis on regional job creation initiatives and a greater role for local authorities. It will also contain moves to simplify the estimated 750,000 transactions between the state and businesses, cutting red tape and saving money for enterprises.
There was no winner of the midweek lotto jackpot, worth over €8.5 million. The numbers drawn were 2, 15, 21, 30, 32 and 34. The bonus number was 36. Now the time is coming up to 8:06.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant Engineering. The Grant Vortex condensing oil boiler, providing super efficient, reliable and lower cost heating. Think boilers, think Grant.
Windy and bitterly cold today, with showers of hail, sleet and snow at times. Most of the snow showers will affect Ulster, Connacht and North Leinster at first, with some accumulations in places. Some of the showers will push into Munster and South Leinster later this morning, falling as sleet in places. Highest afternoon temperatures 3 to 6 degrees. There's a warning that west to northwest winds will reach gale force or strong gale force today on all Irish coastal waters and on the Irish Sea.
RTE Radio 1.